Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, you might want to put them. Jesus, thank you, Lord. We are running right now. We are out here, and I got internet service for some reason. The computer don't want to pull it in. We are getting home. Take 45 minutes or an hour to get there. We are thanking God and praising God. Hallelujah. Praising Him for His omnipotent presence. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus right now. We glorify Him. We honor Him right now. Lord Jesus, we thank You. We praise You. And we glorify Your name, Jesus. Lord, we ask You to bless us to see and hear, Lord God, Your truth, O God. Holy Spirit, come. Come even right now, Jesus, and saturate the atmosphere with Your presence, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we are depending on You, Lord God, to open this signal for us, Lord. Open in for us, oh God, that we might hear, oh God, be able to do what we are called to do, oh God. Holy Spirit, have Your way right now. For some reason or another, it's not allowing us to do what we need to do. Hallelujah, with the computer saying, yes, we are there. But it's not picking up the hotspot. Don't pick it up. The computer don't pick it up. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we honor You. Lord, we honor You, Jesus. Lord, we honor You, Jesus. Lord, we honor You. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for having Your way, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. There's no one like You, Jesus. No one like You, Lord. Holy Spirit. Allow this thing to come true, Lord. Allow it to come true, Lord. We don't know why it is not working for us today, Lord. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh, Jesus, we thank You. We ask You, Father God, to rain down righteousness upon us as we seek Your face, Lord. We wait on You, oh God. Oh, God, we're waiting on You to rain on us, Lord. Rain on us, Jesus. Rain on us, Lord. Oh, God, we're waiting on You, Jesus, to rain on us, Lord. Rain Your glory on us, Jesus. It is Your glory that we seek. It is Your glory that we desire, Lord. We ask You to rain on us right now, Jesus. Let us experience Your glory, Lord. Oh, God, there's none like You, Jesus. Oh, how we thank You, how we praise You, Lord, for what You're doing, what You've done, what You're doing, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have Your way right now. Have Your way right now, Holy Spirit. And let the anointing destroy the yoke, Lord. Let the anointing destroy the yoke, Lord. It's about You, Jesus. You have done it. You said it. You have done it. You completed, Lord. You said it is finished, Jesus. You said it's finished. You said it's finished, Lord. You said it's finished. You said it's finished, Lord. And we thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Jesus. You said it's finished. So, oh God, Holy Spirit, have Your way, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have Your way. Have Your way, Holy Spirit. Have Your way, Holy Spirit. May the anointing come in and destroy the yoke, Jesus. Have Your way, Jesus. Have Your way, Jesus. Have Your way, Jesus. have your way, Jesus. You alone, Jesus. You know, Jesus. You alone, Jesus. There's none like you, Jesus. You are Alpha and Omega, Jesus. You are the beginning and the end, Jesus. We worship and adore you, Jesus. We worship and adore you, Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Ida baba soku tata baba basika. Shika tata buku raba baba sika tata bukuta. Ruba baba 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 isi tata ikarabosita. Ida da boku sila baba bosi satata. Le baba baba si kasata do 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 do. Da si ki tata buku raba baba si kasata. Le baba si karaba busi tata. Le baba si kushata titi. Ruba baba baba si kasata do do do. Ruba baba baba si kasata itanda. Le baba su kushata biki kana. Le baba 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 si kasata tikala babu. Na si kishata ikata. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we glorify your name. We exalt you, Jesus. We ask you to have your way. Lord, we ask you to rain down, Lord, this morning. We ask you to speak to us this morning, oh God. We ask you to have your way, Jesus. It's about you, Lord. Lord, you are doing great things, Lord. You are doing great things even right now in the earth, oh God. Even as the people come and mock you and come against you, come against your name, oh God. They come against who you are. They come against the sovereignty of who you are, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you have mercy upon them, God. Don't give them what they deserve, but give them what they need, oh God. Father, we pray today in the precious name of Jesus, oh God, that we continue to saturate the atmosphere with the presence of your Son, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, that you love the blood. Let the blood just stand up and, oh God, and be firm, oh God. Let the blood, oh God, exhibit its power, its presence, oh God, in the earth, oh God, that mankind would recognize that it's you, Lord Jesus. That it's you, Lord, that paid the price, oh God, at Calvary. You're the one who shed the blood. You're the one who was nailed. You're the one who was crowned. And, oh God, yes, Lord Jesus, you're the one who was pierced, oh God. Father, we just, oh God, pray this morning, oh God, this afternoon, oh God, even as the computer don't want to work, Lord, we have to take the computer with us. But we have a signal on our phone. Lord, we pray that this morning, that this prayer, oh God, begin to stir up the United States of America. Those that will listen to this by way of Blog Talk Radio service, God, we pray that, Lord God, as they hear this prayer, God, that their hearts will be pricked, oh God. Their hearts will be pricked, oh God, to turn away from the sinful, oh God, lewdness, oh God. Oh God, their hearts will be pricked, oh God, to just surrender, oh God, and say, what must I do to be saved? We are praying right now, God. We are praying right now for every police officer, oh God, that's out there abusing people. We are praying for the police officers, oh God, that stand according to the law, that work according to the law, oh God, that, oh God, they do not justify themselves by abusing somebody, but they treat everyone according to the law, color, class, creed, or whatever nationality, Lord. They treat everyone, oh God, with you mean, oh God. Oh God, we're praying right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you show up in the midst, oh God. Show up now in the midst, oh God, in the White House, in the outhouse, oh God, in the Senate, in the House of Representatives, oh God, in the Supreme Court Justice Department. Lord, we are praying even right now that you show up in marriages, oh God. Yes, Lord, that you show up in marriages, oh God, and you begin to touch marriages, oh God. Let men and women honor their vows, oh God. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are praying for the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, the blood that never lost its first estate, oh God, to do what only the blood can do, that the blood bring deliverance, the blood bring restoration, oh God, that the blood, oh God, saves, oh God, the blood heals, oh God. We are praying for the presence of the blood, oh God, the power and presence of the blood to be in our midst, oh God. Lord Jesus, we are praying, oh God, we are praying, oh Father God, for you, oh God, to come in, oh God, and do what only you can do. You are King, of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Yes, Lord, you sit high and you see low. We are praying now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would have your way, Lord God. Honor this prayer today, Lord Jesus. Honor this prayer. We're not praying just because we can pray. We're praying because we know that you hear us. We are your children, O God. We are the sheep of your pastor. You are our shepherd, O God. You're the one that lead us and guide us, O Father. We are depending on you, Lord God. We're depending on you to make a difference in this earth realm, O God. We're depending on you, Lord Jesus. If you don't show up, if you don't show up in your glory, Lord God, the earth will remain the same way, oh God. It will get worse and worse, oh God. We praying, oh God, for you to show up, oh God, and come back the enemy, oh God. Cause the enemy to move backward, oh God, not forward, oh God. He is even coming into the house of the Lord. He is even entering in, oh God, and causing the men and women of God, oh God, to fall away. Oh God, we praying today in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you begin to convict the husband, convict the wives, convict the pastors. And the pastors convict the oh God, the prophets and the evangelists and the teachers, oh God, convict them, oh God, to want to make them want to live holy, Lord God. Let it be about holiness, oh God. Let it be about righteousness, oh God, instead of about money, oh God. We praying today in the name of Jesus, Father God, for you to show up, God. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you more, God, more than ever, oh God. We need to know that you are in the midst, oh God, that you are standing firm, oh God. That, oh God, your word said you would never leave us or forsake us, oh God. But Lord, sometimes things get so hard and things get so difficult. It seems like if you are not there, Lord God. But we want to know, Lord God, be assured that you are there, Lord God. We pray, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, that you move on our behalf, Lord. Move on our behalf, Lord God. We need you, Jesus. We want you to know that we need you. We appreciate all that you have done at Calvary. We appreciate all that you are doing even right now, Jesus. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you touch Israel, touch Jerusalem, oh God. We are praying, oh God, that you touch France, oh God. You touch Germany, yes, Lord. You touch Syria. You touch Iraq and Iran, Afghanistan and Pakistan. We are praying that you touch Brazil, oh God. How they are mocking you in Brazil, oh God. And they're giving glory to Satan, all the satanic forces, Lord. We are praying right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you show up, God. Come in our midst, Lord. Come in our midst, Lord, and do what you can do, Lord. Do what only you can do, Lord. Bring deliverance, oh God. Bring restoration, God. Bring healing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We are praying even right now, oh God, that you do it right now. Do it right now, Jesus. Do it right now, God. Do it right now. We need you, Jesus. We need you to come, God, and manifest your glory. Manifest your glory. Let your presence, oh God, come and take over, Lord. Let your presence take over, Jesus. Let your presence take over, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Oh, God, you are the good shepherd, oh, God. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep, Lord. God, we need you, Lord. Lord, stand up for us, Lord. Stand up. You stand up for us. You did it before. We ask you to do it now, Lord. Do it now, Jesus. Stand up for us, oh, God. Make the enemy shame, oh, God. Shame the enemy. Shame everything that's not like you, God. We ask you to do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Oh, Jesus, how we need you, Lord. We need you like never before, Lord. There's so much hatred in the earth, oh, God. So much murder. Oh, God, so much abuse, oh, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we need you to come on in. Come on in, Lord Jesus, and have your way. Lord, come in fellowship with us today. Come in fellowship with us today. Come, Lord Jesus, anoint us afresh. Anoint us to hear. Anoint us to receive. Oh, God, your glory, God, is what we need. Your glory, God, is what we desire right now. Come, oh, God, and have your way in us, oh, God. Touch our hearts, oh, God. Renew us again. Revive us again, Lord. Almighty God, we ask you to touch Apostle Linda Washington, Lord God. Touch Bishop James Washington, Lord. We ask you to revive us again, God. Have your way, Jesus. Let us be be who you called us to be, Lord. We don't want to be nobody else, oh God. We only want to be who you called us to be. We only want to do what you called us, you assigned us to do, oh God. We pray today, Lord God, for supernatural deliverance on this here land. God, touch Apostle Stewart and Pastor Joyce Stewart. Oh God, we were on with Brother Deacon Fraser last night. He just turned on the line, but he didn't there. He wasn't there. Maybe he went out of town. Maybe he was just sleeping in the bathtub. But God, we ask, oh God, that you let him know that you have called him, you have given him an assignment, oh God, and that he must honor his assignment. He's not supposed to just turn on the line and leave the line there. Hallelujah. If he's going to go away, just don't turn on the line. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because people will come on just to share a word, just to hear a prayer. Oh, Father, we pray today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even as we are on this highway trying to get back home where we might get a signal, oh God, so we can put a little word on the computer, because I don't know if Evangelist Cameron is on the line. I don't know who's on the line. If anybody at all is on the line. But I'm praying. I'm coming out of Fall River, about 45 minutes to an hour from my house, and there's a lot of traffic. So we decide we're going to pray, Lord. We decide we're going to lift up your name. For you said if you'll be lifted up from the earth, you'll draw all men unto you. So we want to lift you up, Lord. We want to lift up your name. We want to praise your name. We want to give you glory. We want to give you honor. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we glorify you. We ask you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us in. We thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to come in. We thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to just, oh, God, be on alert, oh, God, even as these people are here driving without, like they have no head on, have no brain, oh, God. We pray, Father God, for, oh, God, guide us, oh, God, safe travel, oh, God, as we travel this highway. We know that you are our God. We know that you are our director. We know that you are our keeper, Lord God. We know that, Lord God, that you are the one that, oh, God, or stand good before us and take us to where we need to be, Lord. So we thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We honor you right now. Hallelujah. No weapons form against us to prosper. Every weapon, every tongue that arise up against us in judgment, God, we are condemning it right now. And Lord, we're saying that it's you, Lord. It is you, Jesus. It's you that we honor. It is you that we praise, oh God. It is you that we adore right now in the name of Jesus. It's you that we adore, Lord. We ask you to have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. It is you that we adore, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you to touch today, Lord. God, there's so much. We ask you to touch the Senate. There's so much confusion going on in the Senate right now. And we ask you to touch the Senate, oh, God. Touch the senators, oh, God. Touch the congressmen, oh, God. We ask you to touch right now. Touch our president, oh, God, Lord. The older he gets, the more crazy he gets, Lord. But we ask you to touch him, Lord. Lord, he's bringing things to the forefront that should not be to the forefront. Lord, he said he's a Christian, but Lord, he's not doing things that true Christians, true believers, oh God, should do. Lord, we pray, Father God, help. Lord God, that you arrest him in the spirit. Arrest Barack Obama, because he's the one that started all of this. He's the one, the people, all the people, all they want to vote for him, because he was a black man, not knowing that he was a Satanist, Lord God. We ask you, oh God, to arrest him in the name of Jesus. Arrest him, oh God, for what he has done to turn this country upside down, turn it to Satan. And now we are going further and deeper into hell. Oh, Father, we pray today, Lord God, that you raise up the church. Raise up the church, oh God, that you begin, oh God, to touch the church. Touch your church. It is your church, Father. We are praying now in the name of Jesus, the name that's above all names, oh God, that you sanctify your church. Separate your church from all that's going on in this world. Separate your church, Lord. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Separate your church, Lord. Separate your church, Lord. Separate your church, Jesus. Separate your church, Jesus. That your church will know who they are and whose they are. They will know that they are yours, oh God. Separate your church, Jesus. Separate your church. Separate your church, Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will separate your church, oh God. Cause your church, oh God, to move in the light, oh God. Cause your church to be the light. Oh, God, we pray today in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you move, oh, God. We need your presence, Lord. Lord, we need your presence, Lord. We need the anointing, Jesus. We need the anointing, oh, God. for it's the anointing that destroyed the yoke. It's the anointing that removed the burdens, God. We need the anointing, Jesus. We ask you to move, oh God. Move in our presence, Lord. Move in our midst, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you begin to saturate the atmosphere with your glorious presence, oh God, that you have your way, Jesus. We pray now in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord God, that you begin to heal, God. We are praying, oh God, even God, that you cover this highway. Cover the highway right now. Cover the highway. Blanket the highway with the anointing, oh God. We are praying that you blanket this highway with the anointing. Destroy every yoke, oh God. Lord, we ask that you shield us from getting a ticket on this highway as we are driving, trying to get back home. We are praying, oh Father God, that we get into no accidents, oh God, that there be no accidents on this highway, Lord. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way, Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way, Holy Spirit. Do what only you can do, Holy Spirit. Oh God, saturate the atmosphere, Jesus. Saturate the atmosphere, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, saturate the atmosphere. Lord, bless the road, bless the road, bless the drivers on the highway. Let no one get in an accident to hurt themselves or hurt anyone. Oh, mighty God, we ask you, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus, it is you, Jesus, it is you. It is you that we call Lord. It is you that we call Savior. It is you that we adore, Jesus. It is you that we adore, Lord. It is you that we honor, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, it is you, Lord. It is you, Lord. It is you, Lord. It is you, Lord. It is you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. There's no other way, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Saturate the atmosphere, Jesus. Jesus, have your way. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. Lord, we bless your name. Oh, how we praise you, Jesus. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we adore you, Jesus. Oh, how we adore you, Jesus. Because you are worthy, Jesus. We adore you, King Jesus. We adore you, King Jesus. We adore you. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. King Jesus, have your way. Have your way, King Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Jesus, have your way. We need you to have your way, Lord. Oh, Jesus, it's not us but you, Lord. We ask you to have your way, Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord. You said it's not by power, neither by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. We ask you to have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Saturate the atmosphere. Saturate the atmosphere, Lord. Mighty God, heal somebody today. Restore somebody today, Lord. Revive us again, Lord. Send a revival on Blog Talk Church line. Lord, send a revival on Blog Talk Church line that the people would know, God, that you are here, Lord. Lord, you have healed so many people here on Blog Talk Radio. You have delivered so many people. Oh, God, you have saved so many people on Blog Talk Radio, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing that, Lord. We thank you for saving, oh, God, those that were unsaved, Lord, those that mocked your name. Lord, we thank you for saving them, Lord, and bringing them into the flock, Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for renewing marriages, folks, oh God. We thank you for those who found husbands and wives on Blog Talk Radio and still married today, Lord. Lord, we are thanking you, Lord, and praising you for your omnipotent presence, oh God. Mighty God, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are Alpha, Lord Jesus. You are Omega. You are beginning and the end. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you, oh God. Lord, we magnify your name. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Lord, we want you to have your way. We want you to have your way. We want you to move, oh God, in our midst. For your word say, wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, God. You are doing miracles. You are working out miracles. Lord, you are doing things for us, oh God. You're drawing us closer, Jesus. You are drawing us closer, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for drawing us closer. Oh, mighty God, we thank you for healing our body. We thank you for restoring our body, Lord, for opening our arteries and allowing our heart, oh God, to pump freely. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the blood that's flowing through our veins. Oh God, Lord Jesus, have your way, and there's no one like you, God. Oh, Mary's baby boy, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the early morning star. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, you are Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah, oh, God, El Yon, oh, God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Lord God. Yes, Lord, Jehovah Shabuah, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We ask you to have your way. Have your way, Jesus. If, Lord, you don't do anything else, Lord, we ask you to have your way in our hearts, Lord. We ask you to touch us, Jesus. Touch us and sanctify us, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord. Let us hear your voice, Lord. From you today, Lord. Let us hear you, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord. We want to hear you, God. You are a mighty God. You are the great I am. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. We want you to speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, speak to us. Speak to us. Speak to us, Jesus. Speak to us. Speak to us, Jesus. Speak to us. Speak to us, Jesus. Speak to us. Jesus, speak to us. Speak to us, Jesus. Show yourself, oh God. Show yourself in our midst, Lord. Show yourself in our midst, Lord. Speak to us, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, like never before. Lord, we need you in this earth, Lord. We need you in our nation, Jesus. We need you, Lord God. We need you in our government, God. We need you in our marriage, Lord. We need you in our families, Lord. Touch our sons, touch our daughters, touch our grandsons, touch our granddaughters, our great-grandsons and our great-granddaughters, Lord. Touch them, Lord God. Bring healing, oh God. Yes, Lord, bring healing to our nation, oh God. Our nation has become a corrupt nation, oh God, among the nations, oh God. They're standing for all same-sex marriage. They're standing for abortion. They're standing for, they allow people to get divorced very easily, oh God. They don't care nothing about marriage, oh God. They don't care nothing about being same-sex marriage, oh God. They don't care anything. They just want people to do whatever they choose to do, Lord God. They're not interested in holiness. They're not interested in righteousness, God. So we are praying, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, that you begin, oh God, to convict them, oh God, that you begin to move, oh God, by your spirit, God, that you begin, oh God, to sterilize this nation. Begin to sterilize this nation, oh God. Sterilize it, oh God. We ask you to sterilize it, oh God. Clean it up, God. Clean it up, oh God. Remove those old warriors, oh God. Remove those old people that were those old guards, oh God. The new guards come and take place, oh God. Those that are standing on the wall, but they're doing nothing. They're just standing there. They're destroying everything, Lord. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you move, Lord God. Lord, we need you. 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 We need you, oh God. We need you, God, to show up and show out right now in the name of Jesus. Show up and show out, God. Yes, Lord, we need you, oh God, to remove this God. Remove this God. God, oh God. Remove this old God, oh God. Whatever you have to do, Lord, to remove him. Remove him from his post, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If you got to remove him by sickness, if you got to remove him by a stroke, God, if you had to remove him, oh God, by death, God, remove him, oh God. He is destroying the nation, God. You know it, God. He destroying the nation, God. Lord, we ask you to move, oh God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, come on in, come on in, come on in. Holy Spirit, come on in. Come on in and have your way, Jesus. Come on in, we need you, Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We need you, Jesus. We need you, King Jesus. We need you, King Jesus. Yes, Lord, we need you, King Jesus. We need you, King Jesus. Just show up and show out, Lord. King Jesus, show up. Show up, King Jesus. Have your way, King Jesus. Oh, show up, Lord. Show up, Lord. And have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's you, Lord. It's you that we adore, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. It's you that we adore, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. 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 Show up, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. We honor you, Jesus. Oh, Father, touch right now. Touch right now, Jesus. Touch right now, Jesus. Touch right now, Jesus. In the mighty name, in your mighty name, Jesus. In your mighty name, Jesus. Oh, how we bless you. Oh, how we bless you. Oh, how we bless you, Lord. Oh, Father, because you are God all by yourself. God all by yourself, Jesus. And we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we just honor you right now. You're filling the atmosphere. The atmosphere is saturated right now, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, we'll do Holy Communion soon we get there. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, how we honor you. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Yes, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, what you've done. Oh, God, only you can do what you've done. You have saturated this in this car. Oh, God, in this car, you have saturated this car with your presence like never before, Lord. Now, if you remember when we used to pray like this in the car, heading to the church building. But now we don't go to the church building. We do everything from the house. Lord, but God, you just allow us to pray all the way from Fall River almost home. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, God. We thank you for healing today. We thank you for delivering today, Lord. Deliverance power, Lord, that's on this line right now. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue doing what you're doing right now, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Holy Spirit, oh, we ask you to have mercy upon us. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for not forsaking us, for always being with us, Lord. We thank you for being always with us. Always with us, Lord. Lord, you are the true shepherd, Lord. The shepherd who loves his sheep. You love the sheep, Lord. You gave your life for the sheep. Yes, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. that you don't treat us like man treat us, Lord. Lord, you treat us like a father treats his sons and daughters. And we thank you, Lord, for loving on us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for loving on us where no one else do. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You said you'll be with us even unto the end. And Lord, you're still with us. Oh God, from the beginning, you're still with us, Lord. Oh God, when you called us and told us to start this church life, you never leave us. Even when people leave us, you never left us. Oh God, you stayed there all. You said all we had to do is show up. You said show up because you were there. That's what you said. Show up. You were there. You were there, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you for blessing us. Oh, God. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve, Jesus. You are awesome, God. You are awesome, God. You are awesome, God. You are awesome, God. You're awesome, God. You are awesome, God. Awesome, God. You are awesome, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are awesome, God. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you, God. We bless you and we praise you, O God. We bless you and we praise you, O God. We bless you and we praise you, O God. We bless you and we praise you, O God. We bless you and we praise you, O God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're bringing us home safe, Lord. With all the traffic at high speed. At high speed, Lord. You bring us home. And Lord, how you're touching us. You're touching us, Jesus. You're touching us, Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I bless you. I bless you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. All that you have done, all that you're doing, Jesus. You bring us back to this house safe and secure. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Sometimes you think you wonder all the stuff that's going on in the nation, in the world. But God is still keeping us. Hallelujah, Jesus. That he allows us to go in neighborhoods that people are being shot. People are being stabbed. Some people are being beheaded. And he's allowing us to go into these neighborhoods to work and get out safe. Get in safe and get out safe. We serve an awesome God. A mighty God, one that loves his children. He loves us. And he wants us to love each other just as he loved us, just as the Father loved him. He wants us to love each other. We find it difficult to love on each other. Yes, Jesus. Lord, he's asking us to do is love each other. Love each other. That's all he's asking us to do. To love. Oh, God. Have compassion. I am at the house now, parking. And he's asking us to love and care for each other. Not with mouth service. Too many of us have mouth service. But no sooner that something goes off, we flip out. We flip out. We flip out. God, we thank you. Father, we thank you for bringing us here safe. And now we go inside the house and we will get service. We'll get service. So get in there. The computer will act right. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
for a minute and see what's happening. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit. Jesus here. Minister Andre is on the line. We thank God for you. Pray God that all is going well with you. Cooling and family and all is working out for your good and for the glory of God. We just thank God. Because God is so awesome. He did for us what we can't do for ourselves. Hallelujah. We don't get her on the line. We're gonna give her put a short, quick sermon on there fast in a hurry. Part two of the message we did on Monday, I think. Let's see where she's at. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus.
And do something here. The Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
So we talked about we should have some time to put this on there. We pray all the way from Fall River back home. And the Lord, he was traveling mercy, I tell you, was getting on the highway here. It's like well, you got people going super fast. And I was going fast, and I had to get to that house at 11:30, and then I wanted to get back home to get the light on, hoping that Evangelist was here, but she's not here. So anyway, we got a word here for you, and we're going to talk about don't be deceived by the deception of the world. Don't be deceived by the deception of the world. And this, as you know, you have eyes to see, you got ears to hear. There's a lot of deception in the earth right now. It's coming. Some is coming from the pulpit. Some is coming from the White House. Some is coming from your job site, whatever job you're on. But there's a lot of deception. You know, Satan is there to kill, steal, and to destroy. Let me change and go to my earbud because the last time I was using this Bluetooth, Pastor Stewart told me that it wasn't sounding good. So now here this text we want to go into. We were coming out of 1 John chapter 2, and we were talking about don't be deceived by the deception of the world. Now, you look around, the people are saying stuff, and people are preaching half-truth, and all of these pastors and bishops and all of this stuff, and they're saying one thing and doing something else, and you see here on YouTube and Instagram and Periscope and Facebook Live that how all these pastors is being jammed up by different pastors because they are in agreement with all of the filthiness that's going on in the world because they're so caught up with the big checks that they're getting and the big donations and all this stuff that they're getting from these people that have money. You know, the gay people have a lot of money. you know, and all these organizations that are for abortion and same sex, they got plenty of money, and these folks are giving in to this way, that way, you know, instead of standing up for truth. And God wants us as his servants to stand for truth, not to fall for a lie. You know, in the midst of all that's going on, we have to stand for truth. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is why in the book of John, chapter 2, 1 John, the epistle of John, speaking to us, the evangelist is speaking to us, and he's telling us how to live. He's telling us how to live. Number one, we have to love on each other. Understand? And it's a difficult thing for us to do. We find it hard. We allow flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life to overtake us. We say we're saved and sanctified. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's see what he says in 1 John 2, 15 to 17. Let's go there. 1 John. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, man, I tell you, I was praying. I tell you, the car was so, Usually when I go down that road, I see police everywhere, from here to Fall River. It's a good way, but police everywhere. And I went this morning, and the customer called me, and there wasn't not one police car I didn't see on the road. Coming back, rushing back to get home, same thing. 1 John, the epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. And listen to what he is saying to us. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And that is so simplistic. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand what he's saying. We have to make a conscious decision that we're going to honor God by obeying his commands. God said we cannot be in love with the things of the world. We cannot be in love with these things. These things are somewhat take us away from him. You understand? So we get so caught up with our cars, our homes, our Rolex watches, all this stuff that looks good to the neighbor, looks good to your friends and to your associates. And we don't have time. We don't have time anymore. You know, I was saying to this guy, I got a big holy communion today. I was saying to this guy, I got telling him that, now when he said no jobs, I said, I'm going to put you out today. But Saturday is my Sabbath day. I told him I'm going to pull you out today. I'm going to help you out because he had to get inspection from the Section 8 for the people to move in. I said, I'm going to pull you out today, help you out today. I said, but don't plan for me on Saturday. If you have something that you want done and we can't do it in the week, we'll do it on Sunday, but not on Saturday. Saturday is my Sabbath day. So he says, man, I thank you so much. I appreciate you, man. Me and my wife, we appreciate you. I said, well, they appreciate me if you do what I let us be in sync with what you need done. And we do it on the right days, okay? Because this is the day that I'm giving completely over to the Lord. I mean, all the days I give to the Lord, but this one, I give to him. He says, for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. You see, people that get so involved and so engulfed with this stuff, the things of the world, that they end up hurting each other. They don't love, don't care, don't respect, don't have respect for each other. So John began to release this thing to us that we got to pay attention. This is not hot scotch. We're not jumping through the tulips. We have to pay attention to what's going on. It's no more by emotions. How I feel. I love this candidate or I love that candidate. What does God say? How does this candidate, how does this boss, how does this man, how does this woman, how is my children acting pertaining to God's law? How are the people that I'm socializing with, how are they talking? How is their lifestyle? We have to validate everything. Not that we're the judges, but we want to be in sync with God's word. He said, well, I go over by them. They be drinking and smoking and cussing and stuff. It don't bother me. Well, I don't like secondhand smoke. I will stay with you long enough to tell you about Jesus and I'm gone. I'm not going to spend all night while you're smoking cocaine, shooting heroin, using tablets and all this kind of stuff. I'm not going to stay spend all my time. I'm going to tell you that Jesus is willing to save you and deliver you the same way he delivered me and saved me, and I'm gone. But some people want to sit down and they want to put on a show. He said, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Understand that we are going to die at some point in time. I want you to know this. But if you abide with God, obey God, stay connected to the Son Jesus, who is God, you're going to abide forever. Spiritually, your body will die and go back to the clay dirt that it came from. I hear one preacher saying last night, you know, you got to listen to some of these preachers, and they got people believing everything. They say that man, he was talking. This man got thousands upon thousands of people following him. He sent me a friend request. I didn't respond to him. But last night I heard him say, Apostle, that man was not formed from the dust of the ground. He's saying that the Bible is wrong. So I didn't know what that said. I had to switch the channel. Because if you keep listening to the same thing over and over, you kind of take it on. It kind of become part of you. So I had to lose. He said, the word passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We got to do what that says. The word translate world is cosmos in Greek. John uses it 6 times in 3 short verses, emphasizing its importance to us. It literally means an orderly arrangement. In other words, it means a system. The apostle refers to the environment and lifestyle system into which we were born. All values originated from this source, and those values are a confused mix of good and evil, specifically designed to entrap us in a web of death. See, when we gravitate to the things of the world, we find ourselves separated from the things of God. Cosmos, or the world, identifies the system as on earth, established apart from the Creator God. Since the system's source is Satan, it cannot produce life. The problem for us is that this system is quite quite appealing to human nature. And it is continuously exerting pressure on us to return to it. Yet, if we love the world, it precludes love from the Father. Where we gravitate or where we yield to the world system, we're taking away the love that's supposed to be for the Father, and we give it to the world. The Father is then pushed to the background of our lives. John points out that love for the world is essentially meaningless because the world is passing away. My car, when I first bought it, it smelled so good. I know you all, you know, we talk about that new car smell. It smells so good. And we always hope that the smell will last forever until the car is gone. But after a few days or so, the car smell goes. You have to go now to the dealership or to one of those places that sell car parts and stuff, and they sell all these different scents. And they have a scent that you can buy that make your car smell like when you first buy it, but it's never the same. It's never the same. You see, when we start giving our love and our concern to the world, we get so far away from God that sometimes it's very hard to return if we get the opportunity. God is on the background. This is what John is saying to us, pressing to us that what's really in the world don't do us any good. It doesn't help us. It's momentarily. I'm telling you, whether you meet this nice girl, she's fine, or you meet this man, he's handsome, he has nice biceps and triceps, abdominal muscles, six-pack and all that stuff. He looks good. Eventually that gets old. It gets old. You go, you have intercourse and all the stuff that goes on with falling in, they call it falling in love, but it's really lust. And then for a quick, short minute, you get entangled and then it's gone. You're looking for somebody or something else because you're never satisfied. See, but when we get connected to God and we allow him to enter into our hearts, thank you, Holy Spirit. We allow him to enter in because he's not going to break down the door to your heart and come in. He said, I'm knocking. And if you would open up, I'll come in and stop with you and you stop with me. We got to open the door to our hearts and allow Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the God of our salvation, to enter in. We get satisfied with the love that he gave us. I begin to lay on the bed last night and the Lord and I were having a conversation in the morning. It feels when I did get up and the guy called me several times. I hear my phone vibrating. I didn't check. But when he did, I didn't answer the phone. I said, okay, I'll come and help you out. But I told the Lord last night, I said, Lord, my whole life belongs to you. I submit it to you. Whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. Wherever you lead me, I will follow you. I'm not trying to run this thing anymore. This is yours, Lord. I am at your command. John points out that love for the world is essentially meaningless because the world is passing away. If its values pass away, what will a person following the system have to show for his life? The basic of that system's value, are contained in the word flesh, eyes, and sight. Flesh indicates a self-oriented outlook that pursues its own ends independent of God, a focus that clearly produces idolatry. Eyes suggest basic being captivated by everything that entices the sight, drawing attention to the human attraction to covetousness, which is idolatry. Pride. Pride indicates a pretentious hypocrisy that glories in self, possessions, and accomplishments. This too is idolatry because pride focuses the devotion on the self. So to whom are we loyal? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. This is the optimal word. If our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom, listen to this, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You see, something happens. Something happens when we walk away from Christ. Hallelujah. The devil takes control of our mind. And he is fighting to have control of your soul. Because see, when he gets control of your mind, he pretty much has control of your body. But he's constantly fighting to have total control of your soul. And Ephesians chapter 6 and 12. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. We have to be focused on what thus says the Lord. I tell you the truth. Ephesians chapter 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I want you to understand, the devil wants to make us see that we are fighting against each other. This is why we get so upset with one another. We don't realize that it's the enemy that is putting thoughts in our minds. That's the high place that he works, operating in. Our minds, your mind and my mind, to bring division among us. That's why we're separated all the time. He tried to do the same thing to the apostles when they were in the upper room. They started arguing with each other. Who's going to be the boss? Who's going to lead? Now the Messiah's gone. He's dead. But he told them to wait in Jerusalem until they be endowed with power. Acts 1 and 8. Wait there till you be endowed. They're arguing. They can't experience the power until chapter 2 because they're arguing every day. The Bible says in chapter 2 that when they got on one accord, that the Holy Spirit came and filled the place. Let's look there quick. Acts chapter 2. Look there. I Now, when the day of Pentecost was going to come, verse 1, they were all with one accord in one place. See, by this time, they're in one accord before they were arguing who's going to be leaders. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Now, listen to this. I want you to get this. The sound was as a mighty rushing wind. It sounded like a mighty rushing wind. It wasn't a mighty rushing wind, but it sounded like one. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire. That's another one, like a fire, but it wasn't a fire. But it like seemed like that. Seemed like that. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. See, when we come on one accord, we begin to honor God with our lives. God will rest upon us. His Spirit will come upon us, and we'll begin to speak with power and authority. I was speaking in the church in Virginia. I was an elder then. And this elder from Ghana, he was, I think he may still have his business. He had a carpet business, carpet installing business. And we had a good argument. We called it dissing me inside the church. Well, you know, I was young in the church then. And I told him, I said, man, look, you can talk to me any kind of way you want to. Let's go side. We two elders. He's an elder, I'm an elder. And we go side in the parking lot. At that time, we are in a school, big auditorium. You got a big stage for the altar. You know, because they put school is big. Alexandria, and we call it Alexandria Christian Center at the time. And we out in the parking lot getting ready to throw down. And Pastor came out there and said, somebody told him that. The two Davies, they're getting ready to fight. They're gonna hurt each other. Why is this happening? Because the enemy still had control. We weren't completely given over to Christ. It takes a while. It takes a while. Because when you first accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, Satan is still there knocking. Satan don't give up easily. You know, if you tell God, say to God, I don't need you, God is not going to push you down and beat you up and say, well, come on in. Let me get inside you. He's patient. He's loving. He's kind. He's going to wait there patiently for you to submit and commit to him. But even if our gospel is veiled or hidden, it is veiled or hidden to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. You've got preachers that are preaching half-truths. When the preacher says that God didn't form man out the dust, I didn't want to hear him anymore. See, God, when you know the truth, you're not going to settle for a lie. You understand? When you know the truth, when you hear people releasing a lie, you understand what Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Bible says, who the Son set free, or who the Son made free, he shall be free indeed. King James Version. Who the Son made free shall be free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you know the truth, you can't listen to a lie. If I hear a half lie, I don't care how prophetic, how prolific the preacher is, I'm not going to listen to him. When you compromise the word of God, I'm gone. Because you see, the Bible says a little leaven level the whole lump. I'm going to give a little bit more of this, and I'm going to close out, paying my trust on the Ishmael. I don't know why. This system is the source of much of what we believe. The world system is the source of much of what we believe. We believe in what we see, what we hear, and what we can have. We believe it. And it's after Satan has been all God. Though we did not realize it, because Satan has been clever enough to include some of the true God system belief stories and practices within his. The devil system has an ear of righteous authority. It looks good. It may feel good. It may sound good, but not necessarily good. This is why we need to know the truth. When we know the truth, we will not be so easily deceived by the deceptiveness of the world. So don't be deceived by the deception of the world. So we can feel good, even joyous and inspired, while doing evil, like committing idolatry, like stealing, like committing fornication, being in an adulterous relationship. You can feel happy, inspired. Oh, I like him. I love her. She just makes me feel so good, even though you're sinning. In submitting ourselves as servant to this way, let us go over to the book of Romans chapter 8, chapter 1. This is the last scripture I believe I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to pray and open the line, and then after I get off the line, I'll do Holy Communion after I get off the line. Well, I may do it at the end. Romans chapter 1. And let's start at verse 18. Because God is saying something about this. See, people have their own way of doing things. He said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness? People know the truth, but they're still doing things that are not true. Things that does not glorify God. You have preachers that are snorting cocaine day in and day out. In the same office that they say the word of God in, have a pastor from Texas, Caucasian guy. And he was charged for raping a 13-year-old girl in his office. The same office that he preached the God, that he said the gospel to preach the God's people group. See, it holds the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. See, God show us the truth. What we should not do and what we can do. He shows us everything. God don't only say, well, look, you can drink milk. You see, you can drink milk, but don't eat this. Or you can eat that, but don't drink that. He tells us everything that we can do. He doesn't leave us foolish. He gives us the do's and the don'ts. We have a choice. Verses 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We see and know everything. You can look at the moon and the stars and the sun, the clouds. You see the rain coming A cloud is there, and all of a sudden, rain is here. Sometimes you don't even see the cloud. And you hear, see the cover drops, and then you look, here's a big cloud form, gray, black. It's all before us. Look at, now we are going into spring, late spring at least. And the trees already had buds, it just didn't have a leaf on it. All the leaves that fell off last year in the fall. The trees were just bare stems and trunk branches. Now they have buds, and then a couple of weeks you're going to see the buds go open and leaves start to come out. Flowers going to begin to bloom. God shows us his power, his authority, his eternal power. We are without excuse. People say, well, I've never seen a God yet. I've never seen what God does. Look around you. The sister standing next to you, the brother, he's all but God. Man plants the seed in the woman's womb, but God does the manufacturing. He formulates the seed into a girl child or a boy child. Now they're trying to make the children in the labs. Say this. Somebody tell me they're there. Oh, they have these thousands and thousands of labs now. They got them everywhere. That you can go into the lab and carry your sperm and the man's sperm, your egg and the man's sperm, and they put in an incubator, and it says, in a little while, you will have a baby. Boy or girl, they have it there. Belongs to you and your husband. I said, wow. And they say you can, they're making thousands. They can make 30,000 a year from one plant. 30,000 a year. Men now have become like God. They are making themselves like gods, men and women. He said, because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain or empty, worthless in their imaginations. And their foolish hearts were darkened. Now we see that the people are walking down the street. See what happened in Brazil a couple of weeks ago? Brazil had a devil, a statue of a devil, motorized on a what do you call that stuff, a slider, what do you call it? And they having them put on this satanic carnival in Brazil. And they have a man dressed in a diaper like Jesus was on the cross. And the man is on the ground. They're dragging him and kicking him and pushing him. And then another man walking the street like Satan. He's dressed in a red suit with horns and all that stuff. And he has a pitchfork in his hand. He's kicking Jesus, supposedly. They're mocking God and sticking the Jesus with a pitchfork in his back. And all these women and boys and girls on the side of the street, you know, like when a cannibal is coming down. Like they have Mardi Gras in Louisiana and New Orleans, and they have cannibal in all countries, in different countries, Trinidad and Tobago. And they're mocking God. And they're laughing. 3 days after, I think they said 3 days after, they have as much rain that should have fallen in 4 years, fall in one day. Seven, houses, buses, trucks, cars, motorcycles, people will wash away. People died. Many people died. Houses were washed away. The mountains begin to shake. The valley begin to give way for the mudslide from the mountains and the water that came from heaven. God is warning mankind. Then I saw last night on YouTube how Brazil now is repenting. The people in the street now crying, asking God to have mercy. So we can get so caught up with the world system that we put God on the back burner. He said here in this text here, we're going to do this and then we're going to finish it. He says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools.
They got doctorate degrees. PhD, MLBs, all type of doctorate. It's like I'm a theologian. I got a doctorate degree in theology. And they boast and put their chest up because they've been in school for 4.5 years studying the scriptures. They learn some Hebrew and some Greek, some Latin. And they speak fluent English. And they have some Spanish. So now they feel they got it all. So they're not dependent on God anymore because they have all of this wisdom, intellectual. But they become fools. He said, I'm turning the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like a corruptible man. And to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. So they make God like every other thing that's on the earth. They treat him like every other thing. He's sovereign. He's mighty. He's holy. Listen, wherefore God also gives them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Did God do that? This is in the New Testament. The Old Testament, in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, he said the same word. God gave them over. This is why you see, I said I had on Facebook a woman is having sexual intercourse with a Rottweiler dog. And you know that when a dog into another dog, the dog penis expands and become like a little ball, a ball in the middle of the penis. So he's stuck into the female dog, and he can't come out until he get all his semen into the dog. Well, the woman, she must be had some satanic person that was taking the picture. And the dog stuck in her for a long time. So, you know, there's a possibility she's going to have some half dog and half human being. This is the evil that's in the earth right now. Because people have put God on the back burner. They're sleeping with donkeys and all kind of stuff. Horse and everything. The woman started having a oral sex with the dog, licking on the dog. And when the dog get on that sex bus, she started quarantining the dog, come back, come back, come back. This is the stuff that's going on in the earth. But the Bible talks about it in the book of Revelation. This theology. This is what they're doing. But preachers don't want to preach this stuff because when they preach this stuff, they offend people. They offend the people. Men with men and women with women. They don't want to talk against that. Because now they say, now they're passing a law in California. Somebody was telling me last night, they got a law on the books now that if you talk anything about LGBT, you can go to jail. And they don't want you to preach about Jesus anymore. It's a law on the books. A lady from California was telling us last night, and you have to, if you don't have a Bible, you better get as much as you can to save them up. Because the Bible don't last forever. They fall apart. I got about six of them here. Different kinds. Plus I got some. And they're going to eliminate them on the computer too. You see, you can go and download a Bible. They're going to do that. Abolish that. So here, he said he gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. These people that go into their own stuff, you know what I'm saying, doing their own thing because of the deception that's in the earth. People are putting crosses on their face, upside-down crosses. When people sign the cross, they don't realize that they're signing an upside-down cross. Look at it for yourself. When they're tapping on their head and tapping on their shoulder, back of their shoulder, and just on the center of their heart, it's an upside-down cross. But don't realize it. A pastor had to enlighten me to that the other day. I said, well, I never thought about it. Never even looked at the measurements. He said, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, For even the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And out of women came women decide, instead of sleeping with a man, sleep with another woman. Sleep with an animal. All this stuff. He said, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one to another, towards another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. The reward. They received the reward in their own flesh, which was due. Man is not supposed to enter another man, penetrate another man. A woman is not supposed to go with another woman. Then they get sick. Then they want somebody to pray for them. God gave them up to worthlessness, unworthiness. Listen. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. See, they don't want to have nothing to do with God. And they tell you this. We don't want to have nothing to do with God. We don't want to hear nobody. Don't tell us anything about it. And what happened is, no sickness is everywhere. Just like what's going on over there in Texas, the man eating flesh. They got this stuff, this disease that is eating the flesh now. There's some drugs that they're using over there. And it says that, had the picture of the man, several people died already, but they have a picture on top of man where the flesh is falling off. Because they made this disease, they made this drug that's like a disease, and it's eating the flesh of man, boys, girls, anybody that uses it. And the people, they have such a desire, a lust, for the things that make them feel different, that is not right for the body, that they do it. Just like he says, men have the desire, a desire to be with each other. And they do it. Then when they get AIDS and got some other nasty sickness, and they start to pine away and fall away, then they call upon God. Not the God that we know. Because you know Satan is the God of this world. He said, but being filled with the unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispering, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We know the truth. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and 32 provide us with a compelling history of mankind's efforts to avoid God as the source of their values. And it shows what this has produced. Satan has made strong and persuasive efforts, seemingly doing everything in his power to diminish the importance of obedience to the Ten Commandments. Mankind's failure to keep these godly standards is responsible for the condition of the world. The undermining of their importance began with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Satan's persuasions were so enticing that they submitted to his values despite having seen God literally eye to eye. None of us have been blessed with that gift. However, in God's judgment, that does not let us off the hook. That does not let us off the hook because we have not seen God or talked with him like Adam and Eve walked and talked with him in the cool of the day. Yet, mankind cannot plead complete ignorance of God because he is revealed by his handiwork. Since men will not seek out and obey the true God on their own, the best they can do in regard to a standard of value is their own experience. And that has produced this perverted and violent world. This is the glory and story of idolatry in Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 32. Men have taken up this spirit. Women have taken up this spirit, this same spirit that's in Romans chapter 1 and Leviticus chapter 18. Men have taken it up and used it for their own desire. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, that you allow us to get back here to put a word on the computer. And Lord, we pray that we were able to put enough to make some sense to us and to others. We know your word is true. Oh, Father God, we just ask that you bless the airwaves as this word has gone forth. God, bless this weed of the field that represents your body that's been broken for us and the cross at Calvary, and this fruit of the vine that represents your blood that's been shed for us at Calvary. Lord, we ask that you transform these articles from the natural to the supernatural, that as we partake of these, that they will be healing for our natural body, as your word is healing for our spiritual body. And here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says in verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let's eat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you for your great sacrifice on the cross for us, mankind. After the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord's body unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together under condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Let us all drink together. Thank you, Lord. Lord, add a blessing to the reading of this word and to this holy commune, which represents his body and his blood that was shed for us at Calvary. Oh, Father, I thank you. Somebody says, "Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood
Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that washes white as snow. No harder, I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come and peace at your table. There's somebody out there today that don't know Jesus, and we want to give you an opportunity as we release a quick prayer of salvation. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, take this opportunity to just examine your own self. Know where you are. Know if you are saved. If you're not saved, you know that you need Jesus. If you are saved but you are backslidden, examine your own heart and ask God to just forgive you for any all your shortcomings. You know, I do that all the time. In the morning I start that stuff, I start with asking God to have mercy on me because I have some shortcomings. I'm not perfect. I know some people got, they're so intelligent, they think that they got it all together and everybody is wrong but them. But ask God to forgive your sins. Lay out prostrated before him. Let God tell God. He knows, but tell us the Lord, you know, I've heard the word of God, and Lord, I realize how the world is turning. I realize that if you had to come today to redeem your church, I would be left behind. So today, Lord, according to Psalm 51, I'm coming with a heart of repentance. And Lord, I am crying out to you the only way I know how. David said in Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth man believeth unto righteousness, and with the heart confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11. You got to know that you are a sinner. That's the first thing you got to acknowledge, that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, and that your sin is what keeping you separated from God. And the only one that can take care of that separation and move it is God. And he moves it with the blood. You give him the opportunity to move that separation by repenting, according to Acts 2 and 38. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Everybody needs to be baptized. Some people say, well, the man on the cross didn't baptize the thief on the cross. Well, he was in a different dispensation, so he didn't have to get baptized, but he accepted Jesus as the Lord on the cross. The Bible says there's no other name given among men, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only way. He is the truth, and he is the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. And, you know, sometimes you think that if you give to the church and you bless the pastor, bless the apostle, bless the bishop, bless the evangelist, bless the deacon, and you give to the usher, you give to the janitor, that you are right with God. That's good. God wants us to give to those that have less than us. I go to work because I want to bless people. I don't have to, because I don't have a need for a whole lot of stuff. You know, I don't run to the malls buying suits and ties and shirts. And I got so many ties, there's too many. I give them away. Shoes, I don't buy them. I have too many. So, but, and I'm not boasting. I'm saying that God has blessed me when I was out there. But you have to recognize that none of those things are going to get you into heaven. Not by works. No works can get you into there. You have to have faith in the only way. He is the key to your salvation, to all salvation, Jesus Christ. He's the key. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. See, people are running around pushing their testimony. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. But when you check their lifestyle, not that you are being judgmental, you're judging them, but when you look at their lifestyle, because everything comes out in light. You know, you got some dirty socks, but that dirt going to come out in the wash. It's going to come out. That's the same thing in the light of God. God's judgment is the light. His way is the light. His commandments is the light to our lifestyle. So if our lifestyle don't line up with his commandments, man, you got to repent. Sometimes I get angry, you know, in my mind. And I had the Lord, I'm then activated, but it's in my mind. Just waiting to be activated. I got the Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my thoughts. Forgive me for even thinking and getting angry. You know? Man was telling me, he says, he's a millionaire. And he was telling me, he says, if my wife only knew how I think sometimes. And sometimes I think that if I just want to just leave her. Because she talk all the time, talk. And I said, I told him, I said, you know what you need to do? You need to know that if your wife likes to talk, it's because she wants to keep a relationship, a conversation with you. She's not going outside looking for people to talk with. She wants to have a conversation with her husband. And if you don't want to have a conversation, go in the bedroom and say, honey, I'm going to be inside the bedroom reading or working on the computer and just go in there. But then you got to come back, okay? You don't want to leave her by herself all the time, you know? I said, but you can't have them thoughts in your mind, because if you have those thoughts, it's going to lead you to divorce. Because every divorce begins with a thought. I don't care who you are. Every divorce, every action, let's put it this way, every action begins with a thought. Before you do anything, you think about it first. It's in your mind. It's put there. If it's bad, it's put there by Satan. If it's good, it's put there by God. Every good thing comes. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God, from the Father of lights, come from above. So if you say you're going to hurt somebody, Satan's already put a thought in you, and I'm going to mess her up. She's talking about me, saying this. He's talking this about me. I'm going to show him. And then eventually you keep talking on that stuff. You will activate that thought that you put in there. Instead of casting it down, you will activate it, and you will find yourself committing that action that you've been talking about. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just right here, right where you are, just the Lord Jesus, I heard the man of God talking about you, and I realized that everything that he was saying, that was a negative thing was about me. I was doing all those things, Lord, and I find myself that I was far away from you. and I need to get to you. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I've been living my life just how I feel, whatever made me feel good. I understand the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's talking about me, Jesus. I've been a sinner, living my life in sin. It made me feel good. But I realized that if I continue to sin, then I'm not going to make it into heaven. So today, Lord Jesus, I am denouncing Satan and the world system that the preacher was preaching about. I'm denouncing the world system, Lord. And I'm coming to you just as I am. A sinner in need of a Savior. I'm repenting now according to Acts 2:38 for all of my sins. And they are many, Lord. You know them all. I'm repenting of them now. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you now to wash me in your blood. I believe that blood was shed at Calvary. Yes, where you were nailed and you were pierced and you were crowned for my sins, for my transgressions, for my iniquity. And right now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to wash me in that cleansing flow. Wash me in that blood and make me whole again. Well, my friend, my brother, my sister out there in the world, if you have just said that uncommon prayer that I believe the Holy Spirit gave to me, you have just received the gift of salvation. Now, what you need to do is you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus according to Acts 2:38. So now you need to call up a pastor, preacher, teacher, somebody that know how to baptize, and tell them, listen, look, you know what? I received the gift of salvation, and I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. But before you get baptized, call up your friends, your family, your co-workers, even your enemies. You know, you say, well, why my enemies? You want them to know. Because now they're going to look at you different when they know that you're saved and sanctified. You're not going to be acting like them anymore. Yes, sir. So you testifying, you glorifying, and you're proclaiming who Jesus is by telling people. I remember I had a friend that I had this a Dodge Ram. I had a 3/4 ton Dodge Ram truck. That thing was silver gray with blue, metallic blue trim. Oh, it was a beautiful truck. Oh, just to see it, and it had so much power. Oh, and he used to drive that truck, and I was smoking dope at the time, smoking cocaine, and I used to let them drive the truck, and they would go and get drugs, and they would come back and give me some for myself for using the truck. And they had shot up some people's house and stuff, and they used my truck. And they shot me that car. And that, as I find out that, I had to sell my truck. I had to trade my truck in because I was figuring that the people had seen the truck. And I'm driving the truck. I wasn't part of the shooting and stuff. They might have shoot me and shoot my wife and my family. You know, because it was some serious people that they had go and shot up and rob. And when one guy, he served 13 years, and the dealer, he served 23 years. I believe they brought all of them out now because it's been longer than that. I've been saved longer than that, and I've been clean longer than that. So the one guy came out of jail service that served, he's the one I was close with. And he come in here and called me and says, hey, Tank. This is called me Tank or Big D. And how you doing? I said, man, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know how we Christian people talk. I said, I'm blessed and highly favored. So, he said, what are you saying, man? Because he didn't understand the lingo, the cliche or the lingo. He said, what are you saying, man? I said, man, I'm born again. I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking tongues, and I am a minister in the church. He said, man, what are you saying? I said, I'm a minister in the church. He said, me, you don't do that. Though? I said, no, I don't do no more drugs, man. I don't get high anymore. It's been a long time since I get high. The last time I tried to get high, I couldn't get high. It didn't make no point because I told the Lord to take the desire, the craving from me, and he took it away. So even when I tried to get high, I couldn't get high. And he hadn't called me since then. That's why you call the enemy. Because the one that you think is your friend sometimes is your enemy. And I thought he was one of my friends, but he was an enemy. He was taking me down a path that was leading me to destruction. And then I told him that I was saving so on, he never called me back since. I don't know if he's still alive or if he's dead. But that's why you call them up. And then when you get to go down in that water, we call it a liquid grave, consider yourself dying to self. Dying to self and dying to the world. And you're coming up that water alive to Christ Jesus. When you come up out the water, I tell you, look for a church that is preaching and teaching the gospel. And we say that all the time on Blog Talk Radio because everybody's not preaching the gospel now. Some people are preaching half-truth. And we know what a half-truth is. A half-truth is a lie. If you're not preaching the whole truth, they're preaching a half-truth, okay? A half-truth, and it's a lie. If it's not completely about what Jesus did at the cross, and it's against sin, not just homosexuals, not just lesbians, sin, S-I-N, one of the smallest words in the Bible, S-I-N, it's got to be against sin, preaching against sin, and telling you how to live holy. The main subject got to be holiness, because without holiness, no man, boy, girl, gonna see God. You're not going to see him as a king. You will see him as a judge. And you don't want to see him as a judge. You want to see him as a king. You want to see him as a shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And once you come out there and find the church that's preaching that gospel, get yourself involved. Get yourself involved. And I like just to be a participator because everybody like to go to church. Nobody want to participate. They say, I can't wait till next week and pastor preach a new sermon and pastor continue what he preached last week. Man, that was so awesome. What about doing something in the church? Learning how to do something. You can set up the pews, make sure that there's no chewing gum stick to the seat, pick up the toughy papers and stuff that stick to the chair and stuff. Pick up all that stuff. That's cleaning. Go in the parking lot if you own the church building, even if you're renting, and you see stuff in there, cigarette boxes and beer cans, people pass through the church. Parking lot is maybe a shortcut for them, and they drop stuff. They drop this stuff inside the parking lot because they don't care. They don't respect the church building. Pick up all that stuff. I used to do that stuff. You know, they say, well, I can't believe you did that. Yeah, I should do all that stuff. I wasn't too proud. I felt good doing it because I said, well, I was doing it for God's house. Clean the bathroom and all that stuff. I felt good doing this stuff. People don't want to. And once you get baptized, you get in the church, man, you get a Bible and begin to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and get an understanding of what the gospel is all about. But call on the Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit to be part of your life. He's a great teacher. He'll cause the words to fall off the page to enlighten you. So thank you for joining us and hearing us today. I'm so sorry that I was a little late today, but I tried to pray all the way from Fall River to home so as to keep something going. I hope you all heard. But anyway, the line is open now for anyone that want to come on in and encourage the people out there in computer land.
Good morning, Apostle. Good afternoon, everyone's on the line.
Good morning, Minister. Not much. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yes, God bless you. I thank God for this word today, Apostle. I thank God for your life, and I heard you praying the entire time. When you got on at home, it became computerized, so I hopped off and joined back on. But this word was a powerful word, and it was a necessary word, and I just love the word of God. And I love the fact that you preach the truth and you preach with the power of the word of God. And you said it exactly right. A lot of churches, a lot of pastors, but also a lot of congregational members, they're not taking the time to study the word of God. And they're not living that truth of the word. And if people don't take the time to know God for themselves, and to build that relationship, like you said, the revival, the renewing, the bringing forth of that life, that light that God has for us, it will not come forth. That's what I heard in the word today, that we really need to take the time to connect with God. We cannot be deceived if we are studying and if we have a relationship, not just a relationship on Sunday, but an intimate relationship where we're talking to God constantly. We're asking God to lead us. We're asking God to reveal. We're asking God to show. And this is what the church don't want to hear. This word today was so powerful and it was so real that if you're not living the word of God, if you're not living what the Bible is teaching us to do, what God wants us to do, what is correct in our spirit, our spirit's going to be in conflict. We're going to see this word and we're going to turn away. We're not going to come back to service because it's not that jumping word that everybody's looking for. It's not that prosperity word. But this word is so rich because it is prosperous. It gives us an everlasting life. And people need to hear these types of teaching. When you hear the true word of God and the in-depth that you brought today, It makes you analyze. It makes you evaluate your life and your walk with God. It makes you fearful. And when you are fearful enough to want to do right for the Lord. So I thank God for this word, and I pray that this word will reach many people. I did hear about the situation in Brazil, and it's so sad. Everybody thinks that everything is a joke and everything is a laugh. It is not. If we really open our eyes and see what's happening in this world from top to bottom in our own personal life and in just the world as a whole, there is so much chaos brewing, and there's so much things that are revealing and coming to life already from Revelation that if we don't take the time, it could be tomorrow and God says, you know what, I'm going to destroy this earth and that's it. I want all of my family, my loved ones, friends, everyone to be caught up. I want us to go to heaven. I want us to be there with the Lord, and this is the word that will get us there. Because when we hear this truthfulness of the word, if you're in the church and you're fornicated, if you're backsliding, if you're doing things that is outside of the will of God, and God doesn't just let us hear this word. When you're hearing this word and you're analyzing against what God's already speaking to your spirit, the spirit that is inside of us, that Holy Spirit is already in conflict with what we're doing that is against God's will. So this word is such a rich, it's an anointed word, and it's a very necessary word for the body of Christ. It is. And I pray that everyone heard this word today, and even if they haven't heard it, whoever will hear it will have the ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, to hear what the word, to hear everything that God needs us to hear so we can make a change. So I thank God, and I thank you, Apostle. I give God glory for your life, and I thank God for your family, in Jesus' name. Amen. The line is open if anyone else would like to make a comment or share. Amen.
Yeah, thank you so much, Minister Butmus. My phone was on mute. I was talking, but I pray God continue to strengthen you, heal you, and keep your family together, and that God work with all things, all the plans that he had for your life. Because, see, what his plans is, yeah and amen. What God said he's going to do, he's going to do. So just know that
amen.
God is on the job. God is on the job. There's so much stuff. We are in such a time right now that, I mean, if I didn't know God, if I didn't know him as my Lord and Savior, I would receive him right away if I didn't know him.
because the way that the world is turning right now is in a bad place. It's a bad place. I mean, we're getting ready to fight war with Iran, Iraq and Iran. We are going in all out with Russia and Ukraine. You know, we got troops over there. So you're looking at, and then we're dealing with Syria. You understand? So we're looking at all this stuff is going on. But and we got our border open. They got now that the people now there that is trying to destroy America, they got a drug now out there that is killing the people. You understand? It's eating people's flesh. They call it a flesh-eating drug. And people are using it. It's like heroin. They shoot it in their vein, and then they start eating their flesh, you know. But it gets them high. You know, it gets them high, and they're still using it anyway, although they know that it's going to eat their flesh up. All they know is going to eat them up and kill them. You know, I said, wow. I knew that when I was in Virginia years ago, I had an associate. His name was Eddie, the big guy. He's a tall guy, and he was big in stature, large in stature. And there was a drug, he was a heroin addict, but there was a heroin that was in Washington, D.C. that was killing people, killing the users, killing the drug users. But it would get them so high, people were still going to get their stuff. And using it, knowing that it's a possibility that they could die. That is how insane the world is. And Eddie, my friend or associate at the time, because I used to go over to his girlfriend's house and we used to smoke marijuana over there and drink all type of liquor over there. You know, it was a place like I could go and hide out and get high. And he was mad. Mr. Under, he was mad because when he got a ride to Washington, D.C. to get some heroin, couldn't find the people that was selling that heroin that was killing people. I said, how insane that you could be where you hear that is killing people and you want to go get some. You know what I'm saying? I said, wow, you have to be crazy. And this is the same thing that we are experiencing in the world now. People know that if they continue to live the lifestyle that they're living, that they're going to end up in hell. But yet still, they want to go. They want to get it. They want to act. The way that people are walking around and mocking God and playing like God is a plaything, you know. And stuff is happening. You know, Brazil, the people were crying in the streets. I was looking at the video last night. They were crying in the streets, begging God to forgive them for what they did. And Brazil has some powerful, powerful, powerful churches. Some powerful churches in Brazil. Pentecostal and apostolic churches are powerful in Brazil. But what happened is, you know, the people are seeing a lot of stuff and folk are falling for it. The enemy is showing them people what they want to see and they're falling for it. We have to pray more. I told when I was coming up that highway, Mr. Andre, it was like fire inside my truck. I mean, it was like fire in my truck. And I'd pray for Calvin Mercy. And I was traveling. I was driving at pretty high speed. I mean, I drive about 85 miles an hour. You know, I'll come back down to about 75, 70, 65, and go back up to 85. You know, when I know that I, by the spirit that I was clear to travel, I was traveling back up to 85. And that's a high speed. You know, I could actually get arrested if I was stopped driving at 85 miles an hour. I could be arrested, put in handcuffs, and taken away. That's called, let's call it kind of radical or something, what kind of driving they call it, some kind of name they call it, but it's dangerous driving. You know, you make one move on the wrong move on the highway, and you can cause a ricochet of cars hitting and crashing. And I was driving at that speed, trying to get home, but praying all the time. And I said, Lord, I don't know if anybody's on the line or not, because my computer wouldn't come on, even though I had internet, but it wouldn't come on. And I said, well, maybe God just wanted me to pray. I'm going to pray till I get home. And the car was just saturated with the presence of God. It was just saturated. So, yeah, thanks, God. Yeah, she was coming on. Zanzis Campbell been coming on. She was on here a few nights this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then she said she was going to come on today. But I don't know if she was having some issues, too, that we are praying for, you know. You know, when you make a decision to serve the Lord, the enemy don't give up on you. A lot of people say, well, why are you having problems? You're doing something wrong. No, you're not necessarily doing something wrong. It's just that you are a threat to the enemy. You're a threat to the enemy. So everything that you hope to happen, the enemy is trying to disturb. Because if he can disturb it, then he can distract you and he can delay you and stop you from doing what you call to do. That's his job. He knows that you, you're blood-bought. You're blood-bought. And once you, just like now, people are calling, and I got to get this guy right because I let him know Saturday is my Sabbath day. And that's the day that I spend off not eating. I spend all day till the sun go down, starting Friday evening, Sabbath from Friday evening till Saturday evening. And, you know, I don't want to do no work after them times. You know, I don't want to do no work after them times. And so I let him know. Because he got a lot of work for me to do, you know, piece by piece. Do a little bit now, then next week I do another couple of pieces, you know, stuff to do. But we're thanking God and praising God. A lot of stuff is going on, but we praising God. We're not worrying about the things that are going on because God told us in the Word that all these things are going to happen. He told us that you're going to see earthquakes and pestilence and all this stuff in diverse places. Brother going to sue, brother going to take him to the court. All this stuff going to happen. Jesus told us that this stuff going to happen. Brother going to go against brother, sister against brother, husband against husband. All this stuff going to happen. He said, but you got to stay strong. You got to stay connected. You know, once you stay connected to the vine, you're in good shape. You still got emotions because you still got flesh. Doesn't matter how long you've been saved, how much you've been washed in the blood, you still got emotions. The flesh still can feel. We still have a feeling when things are not going the way that you hope it should go. It affects your feeling. You know, it affects your emotions. So that's what we do. We take the emotions. He said, bring all your cares unto me, for I care for you. Cast all. He said, come on to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. But God said, he know you're going to have, he know we all going to have some stuff that we can't bear. Only he can bear them. Because why? That's how wide his hand is. His hand is from the north to the south, from the east to the west. You understand? That's how wide the arms of God is. God said, if you got anything that's in between there, just bring it to me. Bring it to me. Lay it to me. And then believe, and I take it to God. I said, God, you know what? I said, Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for healing my body. Lord, I just thank you. I still got some pain. But I said, Lord, I thank you because I know while I'm praying and thanking him, man, he is moving that last pain that was trying to hang on around me to distract me.
Right.
He is healing me, you know. I said a couple of weeks ago, I was telling my wife, I said, man, the doctor told me that my heart was looking good. I said, but, man, I got such a good pain, such pain in my chest, it don't feel good. You know, chest tightening up like somebody squeezing my chest. So I just begin to talk to God. And I tell you, man, he took that thing away, and I'm not short of breath. I'm not getting any bad pain in my chest, no kind of pain. I mean, he just took it away. Because once you pray, you got to believe. And then where you believe, and this is the whole thing about praying. When we believe, we got to know we got to wait. As long as you believe, you got to wait. You got to wait. Because God already done it. He done it in heaven. But now I got to believe now. I got to be patient until it manifests on earth. God already delivered me. God already healed my body. You understand?
He healed my heart. I had to wait. I had to wait a long time. I mean, I've been waiting since 2017. This is 2023. I was waiting from 2017 now to feel it the way I'm feeling right now. This man that I'm working for, he's a man, he's 60 years, I think he is. And he said, man, you stronger than I am. You more fit than I am. I said, to God be the glory. I said, to God be the glory. You know, he's 60 years old. I'm 73. Minister Butbush, I'll be 74 this year. He said, man, you stronger than I am. You fitter than I am. I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, to God be the glory. You know?
Amen.
We see, you got to praise him because God will do what for you and for us, for the people of his children, what nobody else can do for them. And while everybody, Amen. You know, some people got millions of dollars, that means we have a fussing. I listened to this man and his wife, fussing. They're millionaires. Fussing. And they ain't got to look to the left or look to the right for no money. They got money coming in all the time. They have a lot of property rented out to the government, you know, to section it. So they got their checks, a sure check to come in every month from the government. And they're complaining, worrying about this and worrying about that and arguing about this. I said, look, when you ready, send me the money. Send me the money on a Cash App. I said, when you ready, send me. I got to go. In my mind, I ain't saying the wrong here to pick up that spirit. I ain't bringing that spirit back to my house.
That's right.
So let me get out of there. You know, I see you all soon. You going already? Yeah, I got to go, But I ain't letting them know. The way them arguing and fussing with each other inside that building, I don't want that spirit. You don't have the money. We don't have the money they have, but we know what we have peace. We have
Amen.
Peace.
Hallelujah.
We have joy. You can't buy peace. You can't buy joy. That's what God gives you. So I give you the peace, not like the world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
You know? That's why you can wait. I can wait when God tells me he's going to do something for me. I said, Lord, I'm waiting. And then I remind him. Sometimes you got to remind God. And not that God forget. Just mind that. Let God just want you to know I'm still waiting. I know you promised me this, God.
Amen.
You know? He don't forget, but you got to let him know that you win. I said, Lord, remind me. He said, remind me of my word. Remind God of his word. You speak God's word back to the Lord. You promise you're going to do this to me. And everybody prophesied this, and I believe the prophets, because you see, you don't do nothing until you reveal it to the prophet. So, God, I believe the prophet, because the prophet is your mouthpiece here on earth. So, Lord, I'm thanking you now. You told me you're going to give me that new, you told me you're going to give me that house, Lord. Lord, you told me you're going to give me that raise on the job, Lord, so I can help my family and help others. So, God, I'm just waiting on you. I'm just waiting on you. You know I'm going, you know my heart, so you know I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, Lord. So, God, I'm just waiting on you. You know. And just sit back and wait. God going to do what he said. God ain't going to let you keep bothering him to have God, you see you're going to do it. God is not going to let him. He's not going to let nobody keep bothering him. God got other things to do. He ain't going to let somebody keep bothering God, you know you see you're going to do this to me, God. God, I remember you said that. God said, I got to. You remember that woman came to him in the book of Matthew? The bother him all the time. And she said, look, even a dog had the crumbs from the table. And he said, man, I got to take care of this woman. He said, I got to take care of her. Girl. He was called the unfaithful judge. You know, he said, if the unfaithful judge can take care of you, he said, how much more God will do for you? He said, the unfaithful judge said, let me just take care of this woman, because if I don't, and God was using an example. He said, if I don't take care of her, she's going to keep bothering me every day. So when you go to God and take your prayer to God, God hear you. God says, look, I got to work this out for my daughter because she's going to come back. He's going to come back to my son. He's going to come to me every day, every day. I want him to come with something that's different, not the same thing. Say, Lord, I'm waiting. And I know you're going to do this for my good, Lord, because it's all for your glory. Oh, Father, when I know when it's come out, and I know it's coming, Lord. I know it's coming because you told me it's coming. And I know when it's come, Lord, you know I'm going to give you glory for it. When I get it, Lord, and I get it in my hand, Lord, I'm going to give you even more glory. But I'm going to glorify you right now while I'm waiting.
because I know you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. So, God, what you said, once you said it, it shall come to pass, O Lord. I just thank you. I praise you. I glorify you.
Well,
I honor you right now, God, because you are majestic. You are sovereign, O God. You're mighty. Nobody compares to you, Lord. You're the one that said, let there be light, and there was light. You're the one that put the stars in their perspective places in the sky. Lord, you placed the sun one place and the moon another place. Only you could do that, Lord. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you even right now, God, for touching Minister Butmos, right? Touching her body, Lord. Oh, God, healing her sinuses, oh, God. Strengthening her lungs, strengthening her kidneys, her bladder, her pancreas, her liver, oh, God. Strengthen every part of her body. Strengthen her heart, her esophagus, her brain. Lord, let her brain settle, oh, God. And let her be able to focus on the things of heaven while she's here on earth, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you, oh, God, release the desire of her heart for her, oh, God, that she can rejoice, oh, God. Allow her to rejoice, Lord, even in person with her husband, Lord. I pray it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch her daughter, Alondra, Lord God, as baby, youngest minister. Oh, God, touch her. Oh, God, Minister Alondra, Lord God, we ask you to touch her, Lord. She's growing up to be a fine young lady, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you keep her safe and secure. Let no hurt, harm, or danger befall her, but keep her focused, Lord. Keep her focused. Let her not be distracted by any people in her school, Lord God. Let her keep her mind focused, and, Lord, what you have already ordained for her, she shall walk in it, oh, God. God, we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. We decree it right now, and it shall come to pass. Lord, she shall walk in the assignment. She shall walk in the giftings that you have placed upon her life. Lord, we ask you to keep her grandmother, oh, safe and secure and alive, that she might live to see her granddaughter, oh, God, elevated to the place, oh, God, that you have called her to be, Lord. And, Father, we thank you. She have other grandchildren that she must see. Let her live to see her grandchildren grow up and be who you call them to be, Father. We thank you, Father. And we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name for all that you're doing in this earth, Lord. We thank you for this United States of America that you allow us to become a citizen in, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you continue to work out the kinks out of this nation. God, bring us back to our knees, oh, God. Bring us back, oh, God, to our knees of repentance in this nation. Oh, Father, we ask you to start with the White House, start with the President and the Congress and the Vice President, oh God, the Supreme Court Justice Department. Lord, we ask to move on in, oh God, and do what you need to do, Lord. Lord, let the world see that you take America and you brought America back to her knees where she repents for her sins, oh God, for her shortcomings, oh God, so that the other nations and other continents would see what you have done and they would repent. Oh God, when you consume the the Amalekites and the Jebusites and the Hittites and all of them, you take them over. Oh, God, the other nations that Israel went up to buy, they gave in. They said, well, we saw what your God did to those nations. Oh, my God. And they begin to repent. God, cause the people of the world to see what you do to America and let the world repent, oh, God. Bring America to her knees, Lord. Bring her back from her fornication. Bring her back from her adulterous lifestyle. Bring her back from her homosexual lifestyle. Bring her back from a murder and killing the suicidal lifestyle. Oh, God, bring her back, Lord God. Bring her back, oh, God, from an idolatrous lifestyle, oh, God. Oh, the mockery of Christ, Lord God. Bring them back. Bring America down to her knees, God. Lord, because you love America. You love the nations, oh, God, of the earth, because you created them all, oh, God. You made them all. God, bring them down to their knees so they begin to repent and begin to sing to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And, Father, as you do that, God, we give you glory, give you honor, and give you praise. In Jesus' holy name we praise. Anybody else want something, got something to say? If not, we're going to ask Minister Butmos to pray and close us out. There's people on the line. Pastor Stewart, we can pray and close us out. Minister Andre, if nobody has seen anything, I'm going to get some hot tea to drink. Brother Deacon Fridge is on there, too. I've been on his line last night. He just put on the line and went away. Pray and close us out, Minister Butmos.
Amen. Father God, please. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, dear Lord, thanking you for all that you have done. Father God, we give you praise today, Father God, for this powerful word that was released into our hearts and into our souls, Father God. This powerful word, dear Lord, that was released into the atmosphere, Father God. We hear you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, dear Lord, to touch each and every one of us, our family, our loved ones near and far, our friends, our co-workers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the nations in the mighty name of Jesus, the leaders, dear Lord, that they will hear you and adhere to your calling and your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you praise, dear Lord, because, Father God, we are not far from you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, dear Lord, to hold tight to us. Carry us in your bosom in the mighty name of Jesus. Carry us home unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, forgive us our sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us of every wrongdoing, dear Lord. Make it known to us, dear Lord, what we are doing that is not within your will, that we will change, Father God, that we will change so that we can glorify your name, dear Lord, that we can receive your glory, that we can receive your mercy, that we can receive your forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we call upon you today. We call upon you, dear Lord, to take hold of this world. Take hold of this nation, Father God. You have done miraculous things in this world, dear Lord. Father God, bring us back to repentance in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring us back, Father God, to the revival of your spirit in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, heal our bodies. Heal our minds. Heal our hearts.
Heal us,
Father God, touch our children in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. God, let them know you for themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we even pray for mothers right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For
new mothers,
Father God, that are done. Lord Jesus, you have seen the outpour of a suicidal, Father God, the outpour of murdered mothers killing their children as they are born because they are caught in their mind, Father God. The enemy has held hold of their mind that they cannot see. Father God, they're trapped in this psychosis, Father God, of depression in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to bring them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their hearts. Let them know that you are the giver of life and you hold their life in your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let them turn to you. Let them cry out to you in the mighty name of Jesus from their hearts. Father God, bring healing, Father God, in the depressed mind of those that are out there, dear Lord, people who are suffering and don't know what to do, Father God, instead of turning to the world system, instead of turning to the television, the TikTok, dear Lord, let them drop to their knees and turn to you, Father God. Bring the repentance of their heart unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we love you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for husbands. We pray for wives.
Jesus.
Father God, we pray for leaders. We pray for the teachers, dear Lord, that are teaching our children in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would teach, Father God, the right things, dear Lord, that they would know you for themselves. Father God, we're praying, Father God, for the souls of our children again, dear Lord, that they will not get caught up in the wrong things, dear Lord, that they will know how to stand boldly and say no, Father God, to the things of this world, that they will say no, this is not what is right, and hold steadfast to it in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, for church members, Father God, for the body of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord, that they will turn and understand you, dear
Lord,
that they will just not look for a word from the pastor, Father God, but they will look for a word from the Holy Spirit that you will teach them, dear Lord, and they will be equipped to know what is in them, what you have spoken in their spirits, dear Lord, that they will not just look, Father God, for a word to help them every day, that they will look to you to know that you are the answer every day in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you praise today. Father God, help us, dear Lord, that our eyes will be open in the mighty name of Jesus, that our spiritual eyes will be open, dear Lord, and that we will stand, Father God, on your word, that we will stand, Father God, on you who is our solid rock in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise today. We thank you for healing, Father God. Father God, we're thanking
you for healing, spiritual healing, physical healing,
emotional healing. Father God, healing of the heart, healing of the mind, healing of the body in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing of the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, Father God, of the organs in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, healing of the eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. We are just asking you for healing, dear Lord. You are our healer in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
You created us to be healthy, dear Lord, to glorify your name. So hail us, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us your peace. Give us your word. Give us your love, Lord Jesus. Allow us to receive it. Father God, you didn't die on the cross for no reason in the mighty name of Jesus. You died on the cross so that we will have salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. You died so we could have eternal life, that we could come back to you, dear
Lord, that we could commune and fellowship with you, dear Lord,
directly, dear Lord.
I ask you, dear Lord,
to take your way, take your place, take the way, Father God, and lead us on
your way.
way, Lord. Have your way.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Apostle Calendar in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for his steadiness. We thank you, Father God, for his righteousness. We thank you, Father God, for his the glory that you place upon him in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for his faithfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for his wife,
thank
Nancy.
You,
we thank you for his children. We thank you for his grandchildren, dear Lord. We ask you, dear Lord, to cover him with your blood from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father God, cover him in every place that he goes, Father God. Open
thank
up
you,
access
Lord.
To him, dear Lord, that he will do what his heart desires, the things that you have called him to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington,
yes,
and their entire
Lord,
family,
yes.
their children, grandchildren, dear Lord, that whatever they are going through, wherever they are, dear Lord, that you will be with them in a special, Father God, sound way. Father God, open doors, Father God, success doors, dear Lord. Give them peace and give them rest in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Apostle Stewart and Bishop Stewart in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord, that you will continue
yes,
to strengthen
Lord.
Them, strengthen their ministry, dear Lord, continue to help them continue
yes,
to walk, Father God, boldly for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, as they have a whole congregation that looks, Father God, to you, that they will see you in them, dear Lord, and know the way to go in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Deacon Frazier, dear Lord, that you will continue to strengthen his mind, help his family, help his mother in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord,
let
yes.
him know your love, Father God, and accept your love in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, we have to look to you for love. We have to look for you for everything, dear Lord.
Everything, Lord. Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, no one
yes,
else, dear
Jesus.
Lord, can
yes,
give
yes,
us
yes,
what
yes.
you cannot give us in the mighty name of
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory
so
to
thank
Lord.
You, Father God. Disappointment does not come, Father God, from you. It only comes from men in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for evangelists. Sheila, Father God, that you will continue to be with her, Father God. Deal with her, Father God, in every situation that concerns her heart, that concerns her job, Father God. Let everything go right for her, Father God. Whatever she is looking up to you for, Father God, we pray that you bring the answers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
we pray, Father
Lord,
God, for Father Grant, dear Lord, that you will continue to strengthen her as she continue to help those that are homeless, Father God. Continue to open doors, Father God, that she will not lack in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
bless her children
Jesus.
And her grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they will see her, Father God, as the woman of God that she is, and they will choose to serve you as their Lord and Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Evangelist
yes,
Campbell,
Lord.
Dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever that she is dealing with, whatever she is going through, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will open the door. Father God, that you will restore her, whatever was taken, whatever was lost in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever is held up, dear Lord, that you will restore it unto her, that you will give her the peace
restore
that she needs.
Right now,
and peace in her mind in the mighty name of Jesus.
Let there be a relief, my God.
As she
Hallelujah,
continues to seek
Jesus.
You, dear Lord, as she continues to seek you, dear Lord, you will reveal, Father God, the things that is for her in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We pray for everyone else that is on the line. I don't remember their name, Father God, but I know that you are with them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray healing over their bodies. I pray healing over their mind. I pray healing
yes,
over their
Jesus.
Heart. Father God, we ask you to move rapidly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the things that we are calling and trusting in you for, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we love you. There is nothing
thank
that you can not
you
in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no mountain that is higher than you in the mighty name of Jesus. There's nothing that you cannot tear down and you cannot build up in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God,
Hallelujah,
we are praising
Jesus.
You today. We are praising you today. We are glorifying you through the storms. We are glorifying you through the fire. We are glorifying you and exalting your name above the heavens and the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. We trust in you, Father God. We know the day will come, dear Lord, that we will no longer be in suffering on this earth, dear Lord, but in this meantime, help us to survive. In this meantime, help us
yes,
to give us
Jesus.
The way. You say you will supply our needs, dear
help
Lord,
us,
and we
Lord.
Are trusting you to give us your needs, the needs that we need to do your will, the needs that we need to survive in this world, that we will not turn to anything, Father God, but continuously turn to you. Daddy, we love you.
Hallelujah.
There
yes, Lord.
There is no one greater than you in the mighty name
no
of
one
Jesus.
Greater.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Father God, let our minds be stayed on you. Let us be sound in our minds, and let us be true to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us know who we are in you, so that when the enemy try to come and say something else, dear Lord, we can tell them to shut up. Because we know our Father. Hush your mouth, because we know the God that we serve. Father God, you are a merciful God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
There is no one,
yes,
Father God.
Yes.
We continue to seek you, and we continue to lean on you, and we trust in you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Blackmore. We just bless the Lord for you and for your husband and all your family. We know God is doing a great work, and we just got to wait. You know, I just sense it in my spirit. The Lord said, just wait. Wait on me. I said, wait on me, said the Lord. I just sense it in my spirit. The Lord said, just wait. Just wait, wait.
Because
it's going to be better. So when I give you what you want, when I release what you want, it's going to be better, because when it comes to you, nobody can remove it.
Amen.
Nobody can remove
it.
Hallelujah. God said, just wait. Just wait. Just trust me. Wait. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's faithful. You know, sometimes I lay in the bed and I just weep. I just talk to him. I just weep. God, you're so faithful. But I'm not always faithful. Sometimes I'm faithful, but I'm not always faithful. But God is always faithful. He's always faithful. You cannot see no time, no place in the Word where it says God was unfaithful. God is always faithful. Always faithful.
That's what you are.
And we got to understand that. He's faithful. He's an on-time God. You know, people say, why did God seem like you're taking so long? No, God is not taking long. God is working something out in me. I think he's waiting long, taking long. But God is not taking long. God's waiting up, working out something in me. God is getting me to a place where I have patience.
Yes, Lord.
See, if God showed up quick when I call upon him, I would have no patience. I would know what patience is, that God. I said, Lord, I'm waiting on this. God, you know I've been waiting on this now. This is 2 weeks now, Lord. And I see nothing. And then I laid on the bed. And God said, you just wait. Keep on waiting, because it's coming. But keep on waiting. And I said, my wife, I said, honey, you know, God, don't even worry about it. God's going to take care of that, because he said he's going to take care of it. Then I get a call. Minister Blackmore, I wouldn't tell you like, then I get a call. Hey, Father, can you come and do this job? We need the money to pay a bill. You hear what I'm saying? Because we retired. And we helping family and helping people at the same time. I'm saying, look, let me show you how God is. I was able to buy my son a truck, and I'm retired.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
So he can get back and forth. To work. I was able to give him money so he can get his license back.
Yes, Father God.
And I'm retired.
Jesus.
And I'm retired. God does that because I try to show him. I'm telling my son how you can trust God, how you can depend on God. God he does not fail. We fail, but yeah. God does not fail.
That's all right.
You know,
hallelujah.
I told my wife yesterday, I said, you know, I told him yesterday, I said, you know, I said, our son thinks that we have money. I said, he thinks we have money. Because his wife, she doesn't take inventory of her money. She works as an editor for a television station, but she don't take inventory of her money. And matter of fact, if she had $1,000 in the bank, and they like to go to eat a lot, yeah, she and Ben and the daughter, they like to go to a lot, and like to shop a lot, but then to buy stuff, they don't mark it down. They don't mark it in the checkbook. She looked at my wife. She said, "How you know how much money you got in the bank?" And my wife told her, "I said, because we know what we spend.
Okay.
You know, if you don't count the cost, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know if you have enough to finish the job. That's what Jesus said. Anyone gonna build a building, the first thing they do is
They count the cost, what it's going to cost me to set up that dinner. If you don't, you don't know if you have enough to complete the job. So, see, always coming up short. Always coming up short. She always got, don't ever know if she got to get paid. If she got checks look good, been working, he got check look good, and they never know how much money they got in the bank. Then they found that they're overdrawn, so they call or text. Can you help us? What are we going to do? You know, we got to help them. I said, well, anytime we feel that we got $2 above poverty, here comes the sun. Here comes my son, my daughter-in-law. You get $2 above property, they call you. Can you help us out? I said, my wife says, so I told my wife, yeah, they said, you got to teach her how to balance a checkbook. My wife says, all she got to write down is subtract. Write down what you spend, subtract from what you have. And you know what you have. But no. But God is faithful. God is faithful. And my son now, he gets the message every day. Don't care who preach, he gets the message. And sometimes, if I don't remember to send to him, he says, Dad, you didn't send me the message. And he'll go on Messenger, or he'll go on Facebook, and he'll download the message for himself. Thank you. He'll download the message for himself. So thank you so much, Minister Butmos. We will talk to you soon. And give Minister Alondra my love and your husband my love. And tell your mother we're praying for her too, and your brother and all the nieces and nephews. And you know who been sending me posted now? I get a post every day. Pastor George. Pastor George, is that his name? From the Brazil church? Okay. From Pastor from Nigeria church. In Rhode Island.
Pastor Jenny? Oh, Pastor
no.
Pastor Paul.
Pastor Paul, they call him George.
Pastor Paul.
Pastor Paul. Yeah, he makes sure I get his message every day. Every day. But he put a powerful message on there yesterday. He's a good teacher. He put a powerful message on there yesterday. I had to send him a message. I said that was an awesome anointed word. I said it's a powerful word. So he sent me back. He sent me back a heart that he liked it. Thanking me. Yeah. So we thank God for you. Nancy just got back from the museum. She wanted me to go with her this morning, but I couldn't go. So we will talk to you later. Okay.
God bless you. Love you guys.
God bless you all. Have a good day. Love you. Love you more. Bye bye.